No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This probably won't surprise. This probably won't surprise you, Bill. But last night I switched the lights from Christmas to Husker lights after
the win
over Creighton. Yeah, they'll go back to Christmas tonight.
I
but
say
last
Christmas,
night,
yeah. But
well,
thank
that's fine.
You.
I respect that.
Thank you. You thank.
The hail of Dennis LeBlanc.
Yes,
thank you.
It was for Dennis,
thank you.
Really.
Well, Dennis built that Dennis. Thing that's going on over there. Him and Brian making that happen with PBA.
Who is Brian?
Right, that he's
Brian Morrow.
Brian Morrow from Pinnacle Bank, who I sat with. Brian's the one who made the call. Hey, he's like, listen, he did. He basically called everyone up with the whole Pinnacle Bank, all the high-end administrators, and said, do we want to stay in the Devaney or not? We need this Pinnacle Bank arena, and we're going to handle it. And he took it over.
What a friendly guy Brian Morrow.
Yes,
he is friendly.
Nice. Yeah, he had a Bears hat on. Bears got beat.
Oh, Bears lost.
They battled back, tied it up, but lost to the Packers. Interception to end the game in the end zone.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They get down to the 10-yard line, and on 4th-and-1, Williams threw a pick in the end zone.
I just saw the icy handshake between LaFleur and Ben
It was quick,
Johnson.
Wasn't it?
It was icy?
It was quick. It was icy. It was gone. Yeah.
I love icy handshakes.
It was doo-doo.
I do.
Yeah, well, that
I
was
love
that.
Icy handshakes.
Those two young guys in that division probably battle pretty hard.
HaloCustomLighting.com.
Halo.
Neiman and Sons Roofing. Also
I saw
to get the
Josh
lights.
This weekend.
Did you?
I saw Josh McGuire. He's a spirit animal.
Is he?
Yeah, he's incredible. Yeah.
He gets stuff done.
You mentioned Dennis LeBlanc. Real quick, shout out to him. You know, Gamey Williams also 9-0 for Nebraska women's basketball.
What is going on?
So both the people he extended are 9-0.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Way to
go,
Dennis. LeBlanc. We got LeBlanc.
Dannon owes you a thank you.
Yes,
Dennis. He really does.
There's administrators listening. Can Troy Dannon please send an email to Dennis LeBlanc today?
And CC us, please.
And CC us and CC Keith Zimmer also. So
please.
He's aware.
I want to be on that.
And Katie
Thank
Jewell.
Thank you for extending the coaches.
Yes.
By the way, shout out to Nebraska Volleyball. They win. They're on the Sweet 16. They swept Long Island and Kansas State on Saturday. So
had a little trouble with Kansas.
It wasn't the prettiest
Kansas
match
State.
On Saturday.
Had a little trouble in game two.
Yes. Like 25-22, I want to say.
Like
but they
that.
Won.
Yeah.
Swept him. Okay, we mentioned the new.
Swept him.
It was a sweep. All they do was sweep. They've lost one set since September 15th. Yeah. That's it. To UCLA, that's it. One set. No matches, one set. Incredible. So we mentioned Rob Orridge, the new defensive coordinator, last segment. Now, there's also news on the offensive line front. Donovan Royola fired early Saturday afternoon and replaced quickly sip by Jeep Wade from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, it all went down on Saturday that I'm according to what I know is that Donovan got fired on Saturday. Then of course the hiring happened shortly thereafter. Hadn't heard of Jeep Wade. He's at Georgia Tech.
What a name.
Yeah.
Jeep
Wade had a
Jeep.
Good.
Jeep. Jeep.
Now the thing about
like my bird noise over here.
So where's Jeep Wade come from? He worked with Glenn Thomas at Midwestern State in 2005. So I don't know, Glenn Thomas, this might have been his brainchild.
I would imagine it'd be more based off of what Georgia Tech did running the football this year, more so than what...
Well, although, I mean...
Haynes King, big part of that.
He might have put... Yeah, he might have put in a good word for him.
Agreed.
Georgia Tech, 9-3, 6-2. 19th nationally in rushing offense. 203 yards a game. Nebraska, 81st nationally. 81st nationally, 144.7. Last year under Jeep Wade, he helped them lead the ACC in rushing. And then they ranked second in ACC this year. And they ranked second in the league in fewest sacks allowed. So they're doing well in both counts. So that's it. Jeep Wade. Now, he will...
What is the fan base? Did the fan base think this was shocking? Not shocking?
Donovan?
Yeah.
No, not shocking.
Yeah, what is the...
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list... Don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Fan base saying.
Not shocking. Yeah. I think a lot of people wanted that to happen in the fan base. Not everybody, obviously. I don't know. My perception was... Donovan gets a lot of criticism. Even though... They have, it's kind of an odd conversation in some ways. They did have the Big Ten's leading rusher, and they did kind of solve the sack issue down the stretch. So I didn't, now I will tell you this, Friday, I didn't go to bed thinking tomorrow.
It's going to be a busy day.
Well, I wasn't thinking tomorrow we got to watch Donovan. He might get it. I wasn't thinking that. So that kind of, yeah, I guess it would. It took me a little bit.
But usually
bit
you
by
see
surprise.
The firings right after the season's over. John Butler was let go, what, two days after the season was over?
Right, like Monday, wasn't it?
Right, that was. Yeah. You would think that the firings happened right then, but they waited over a week for this one to happen.
Yeah. And I think what happened was, I think they needed Jeep Wade's word.
Okay.
I would imagine it sounds like they were not willing to make a firing unless they had there was an exact person they wanted. Well, if the exact person didn't pop up, it wasn't like we're going to open this up. We're going to fire him, and we'll talk to 7 or 8 offensive line coaches. I think they had an exact, like you said, a 1-for-1. And then once that happened, then the move was made. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think that could be the case. Now, they did win. I mean, okay, so Jeep Wade also was considering South Carolina, and Nebraska just offered more money. So he's going to make $1.5 million over 2 years. So $750,000, yeah. Which is a lot more than.
That doesn't seem like a hard decision, though. I think the decision that is
Nebraska over South Carolina?
Yeah, South Carolina is clearly has to win probably 8 games to keep their job. They do.
What about Rule?
What's that? They just signed an extension. So, yeah there's
that's
not,
true.
Just signed an extension. So, that's not the case. That still could be the case. And first of all, anyone's fireable.
Right.
But yes, it'd be much more difficult. Shane Beamer is on the direct. He will be on the top direct of line. Every hot seat list that there is. And then also it's like, okay, we're going to try to win at South Carolina in the SEC. Okay, this is going to be kind of hard. The odd part is that the coach is leaving Georgia Tech, who I think is ranked, what, 16th, 18th, whatever.
Right.
They went right to the wire to going to the playoffs. Yes. I mean, they were right there. So that's the part that's a little different.
Surprising, right? A little surprising.
Georgia Tech is.
Maybe like 20. Are they even ranked?
22nd.
22nd.
Still ranked, though.
But they were in the playoff conversation as of 2 weeks ago.
People leave for different reasons.
Yeah.
So that's that. They got their. Now what you're watching is the defensive side, like I said before. I don't know. I don't think there'll be any other changes, but I'm not positive on that.
The biggest part is who, if the defensive coordinator brings some people with him.
Right.
That's where the biggest piece would be.
Yeah, and we'll probably won't know that. I don't know when we'll know it. I'm not going to pretend I know, except they have to have guys coaching the players in the next 3 weeks. So I imagine guys like Dvorak and Braden they'll do that for sure. Got it?
Yes. Got it. Thank you.
Also, you don't know who comes in and where and someone that moves on position wise, because there's been two changes so far and they're still here. So. You don't know who's going to stay or go. Like Ed Foley was let go, but he's still on staff.
Yeah, there could be. Yeah,
and Satterfield was let go from offensive coordinator, but he's still on staff as the tight end coach.
Mm-hmm.
So someone there like you don't know who it is, but they may not be gone. They might just be like, okay, you're going to take a different role, or you're going to
be that could be,
and somebody else is coming in because you can have unlimited coaches now. This isn't old school where you can only have 10.
No, the other part of that is some guys can leave on their own accord.
Yep.
And that's always something to watch too. So,
accord.
There still could be
the best quote of the day so far. People leave for different reasons. I think that's the only reason they do leave is for a different reason. No matter what it is, it's just a different reason.
Yeah, it's just a way of saying that. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for that. When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.